The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Mahdi Rastani.
As you know, the theme that has been chosen is the significance of the human being amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you to do this deed or to stay away from this sin simply because it's not worthy of you as a human being to be doing something like this. Yes, the punishment is there, the reward is there too, but that's not what he's talking about right now. What he's saying right now is when you do this deed, you are no longer acting like a human being. You're lowering the status of yourself and your life from the life of a human being to the life of creatures below the human being. You're now living life with animalistic characteristics. And you know what the interesting thing is? Every single human being understands this at one level or another. Every single human being. Whether you're Muslim, not Muslim, a person of faith, not a person of faith, atheist, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever you might be. Every human being understands this. That he is higher than these other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he sees around him. And here's the sign. You want to know how every human being knows there's something special about him as a human being? The moment you refer to this human being as an animal, he'll find it very disrespectful. He'll find it offensive. It's like, what do you mean? Are you telling me I'm living life like an animal? How dare you? Huh, that's the point. He finds it very disrespectful. He finds it like, what are you talking about? No, I'm here. This animal is down here. Don't bring me down here. That's why in many of our languages that we speak, in English, Arabic, Farsi, whatever language we speak, if you use terminology referring to an animal for a human being, this is derogatory. Yes? This is like extreme disrespect. Why? Why is it disrespectful? Because every human being knows he's special. Every human being knows I'm different from this other stuff around me. Not that these things are bad, but I'm just at a different level. And he doesn't even have to be Muslim to know this. Every human being knows this. In the English language, you'll use certain words that are used for animals. You'll use it for a human being. This is ultimate disrespect. Yes? Why? Because this human being is showing this particular characteristic that animals have. He's living life in an animalistic way. And this human being will find it very disrespectful. So the Quran and Islam says and uses this method quite often too. Forget about punishment and reward. That's a separate thing. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't do this. This is what animals do. You're not an animal. You're much greater. You're much better. Don't bring yourself down here. For example, the Quran says there are people who go through life. They don't think. They don't ponder. They just go with the flow. It's interesting. I'll go through 3-4 examples. You'll see all three of these examples, 4 examples, are exactly what you find in society today. Except it's glamorized. Except you're rewarded if you live life like this. You're considered to live a wonderful life if you live life like this. You'll see as we discuss. So Quran says there are people, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have minds, they have hearts, they don't use them. Just go through life. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes, but they have no insight. Yeah, they can see things. But anything that has to do with meaning and purpose, they don't understand. وَلَهُمْ يَسْعَيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They have ears, but they don't really hear and listen what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامُ. They're living lives like cattle, like animals. says, don't be like this. Just going through life, putting your head down, and just whatever happens, happens. This lifestyle is glamorized in today's world. This lifestyle, we're told, this is how you're supposed to live life. Stress-free, don't worry, you know, just do as you wish. The Quran says, no, this is animalistic. The human being who consumes anything they put in front of him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is animalistic, don't do that. You're better than that. This human being, halal, haram, doesn't matter, he consumes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. You're a human being. You being a human being, what that means is when they put something in front of you, you don't just take it. You sit there and say, can I not, whatever, you think about it, you differentiate. If you don't do this, you're living an animalistic lifestyle, is what the Quran is saying. Yes? The human being who draws attention to himself, physical attention to himself, at any cost. This is what animals do. You're better than this. This was not the life I chose for you. This is not what you're supposed to be doing. Any life where the only thing that matters to him is his desires. Does he care about anything else? Quran says this is animalistic. You're better than this. You're supposed to be greater than this. Now, the reality is the society we live in, these things are glamorized. If you could live a life where you don't have to worry about anything and you can just do whatever you like, they'd be like, oh, that's an awesome life. That's amazing. Like, you have like no barriers. Like, you have no boundaries. You can just do whatever you like. Yeah, I can do whatever I like. They're like, oh my God, that's amazing. How do I get that life? I want to be like that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no, no, you're moving in the completely the wrong direction. This is how animals live their life. You're a human being, you're greater than this. This contrast between the life of a human being and the life of an animal, consistently, Islam is going to remind you and I of this. You're better than this, don't do that. That's what animals do. You are special, you're extraordinary. Now we'll discuss why is it that the Quran says we're extraordinary, we're special. What's the reason behind it? What makes us so special? We'll discuss this inshallah. But the Quran constantly will make this contrast. And so the Quran will tell you there are human beings, even right now as they're living life, they are living life like animals. And you will see this where? When they are resurrected on the Day of Judgment. The Quran talks about this. So the verses of the Quran in Surah An-Naba, إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا. The day where we separate individuals, it is a definite time. It's going to come, yes? Miqat, it's an appointment that we have with people. It's going to happen. So what's going to happen on that day? يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا. When people show up on that day, they show up in different groups. They're not all the same. So then the narration of the Prophet says what? Says, yes, there are people from my ummah. They show up, but they show up afwaja. They show up in groups. Okay, so what are these groups? And he mentions 10 different groups roughly. And he says some of them will show up as monkeys. They show up as an animal. And he says it's because they were committing this sin. And this narration in particular says they are the ones who used to spy on others. They used to take the personal information of others, share it with others. And he says some of them will show up as, na'udhu billah, God forbid, as pigs, swine. Why? Because this was the one, whatever they put in front of him, he consumed. He had an animalistic lifestyle in this world. You don't see it in this world. Because the reality of things don't show themselves in this world. When you show up in the next world, then he's resurrected with this animalistic feature, this animalistic characteristic. And the narration of the sixth Imam says there are people who are extremely arrogant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrects them as ants on the Day of Judgment. An ant. Why? Because people will walk over them on that day the way they used to walk over people in this world. Show up like this. And Imam Khomeini has a very beautiful statement in his book 40 Hadith. He has a beautiful concept. He says, you know, in this world you can only have one appearance. You have one face, right? Because this world is a world of matter. There's limitations. You only get one face. You don't get like 50 faces, right? You might use filters and have like 50 filters, right? But you only get one face at the end of the day. But on the Day of Judgment, in the next realm, there's less limitations. The human being who had a multitude of these different characteristics has a multitude of different appearances based on those characteristics. So he had this arrogance and he used to consume whatever they put in front of him. He has both of those appearances. If they're bad, they're bad. If they're good, they're good. They can be both ways. But in this world, you only show up with one appearance. In the next world, you show up with a multitude of them. Because it's a realm of less limitations.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati Ghafur Shakurun قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه